I am patience. I am patience. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am patience. So easily we rush and push around and require things to be done. We say, nah, you must do it my way. You must move. Now, come on. This is the answer. This is the way we do it. This is how we think about it. This is the only thing that's important. This is the only way that we can ever think about anything. And we have to do it this way. We have to do it my way. Well, when we have patience, we allow others to do it their way, to follow their way, to go their way, to know what their way is and how happily their way is for them. We allow them to do this, we allow them to know it, we allow them to be it, we allow them, for that is what life is all about. Life is all about allowing people to be themselves and having fun. Now, can you be yourself and have fun? Can you be yourself, the divine being that you are? Can you be the magical being that you are and flow with it and be with it every moment of your life? Can you do that? Can you be so fantastic, so marvelous, so outstanding, so exciting that everything you do is a wonderful thing, that everything you do is rewarding, that everything you do makes you feel happy, and everything you do allows for other people to, little by little, find their place, little by little, to move into their realm of understanding, little by little, to be themselves and enjoy themselves. Can you allow for that? Can you allow for that? If you can, you've made a great stride. I am patience. Yes, I am patience. And when I am patience, I feel everything is in divine order. I am not rushed. I do not have to instantly have other people respond to my understanding, have instantly people respond to what I think is right, what I think is the best, what I think is the ideal. I don't have to instantly have them do that because I am able to be patient. I know that whatever is my highest and best unfolds in its perfect way. I know that whatever is my greatest and most wonderful beingness reveals itself in the fantastic quality of being itself gently, lovingly, truthfully. There is no other way of looking at anything except to be with patience. So many times people will talk to us and about us and with us, and as they talk, they have their own ideas. And we say to them, if you do that, this result will come about. If you do something that way, you're going to find this kind of a response to what you have done. Now, is that what you want? And sometimes when we say that, we act as over superior to the other person. We act greater than thou. And because we do that, we turn them off, and we turn ourselves off too. To be patient doesn't mean to enter into the discussion. It merely means to allow the other person to find themselves at the rate of speed, at the rate of awareness that they do, that they are. And we don't push them. We don't say that other people have to do it the way we do it. We don't say that other people have to come to the understanding that we have. We just let it be. Let it quietly, wonderfully, perfectly be, and as we do that, it reveals itself in its ideal way. It reveals itself in its perfect way. Now, I'm oftentimes referring to things that are important to me, and I will say, we know that we have a place where we keep our manuals for all of our gadgets, our washing machine, our tractor, our cars, our TV, and all of the devices we have in the kitchen, all the stoves and refrigerators and washing machines and things like that. And so we know where they are. But do we? Are some of them kept in a special box next to Ellen's desk? Are some of them kept in the garage, in the cabinet? Are some of them kept in the drawer near where they were used last? Are they sort of scattered all about? And if they're scattered all about, then when it comes time to need them, and we don't necessarily remember where we put them, we are at a loss to get the information we need when we need it. But if we can just patiently say, where would be the best place for us to keep that? Where would be the best place for us to keep the manuals? Where would be the best place for us to keep all of the things that we refer to now and then only rarely? Where would be the best place to keep the tractor manual and to keep the car manuals and so forth? Where would be the best place? And Anita has thoughtfully taken all of the manuals she can get her hands on and put them out in the garage in a cabinet. And so when we go there to look for them, sometimes they're there and sometimes they're not. Sometimes manuals are near the devices that are using them, like the Swimmix, and we keep the manuals near to it. Or we have other places that we can do this. Now, if you're patient, so it takes an hour, so it takes 2 or 3 hours looking for things. So it takes an awareness that, where is it? Does everybody know where it is? Well, I'm the only one that needs to know where it is because I'm the only one who uses it. Well, that may not be the case, because if we're having some special work done on something and we need to have it done, we need to be able to find out where the manual is. So if we just patiently talk about it, if we just patiently refer to it and say, if all the manuals were kept in the same place, we would be able to find them. But all the manuals, they come from so many different places, out of the embassy and out of the monastery, and they come out of the garages, and they come out of the barn where the tractor is and so forth. And if we could just always take care of these things and take care of them well, then another aspect comes up in patience. In patience, you say, okay, let's gather all these manuals and all these gadgets together, and let's look at them. And so we lay them out on the table before us, and we say, this is no longer valid. We have a new one. We have a new ironing board. We have a new iron. We have a new washing machine. We have a new dishwasher. We have a dishwasher in the monastery, and we have a dishwasher in the embassy. And they have all sorts of things. And in the citadel, we have other pieces of equipment. We have furnaces, and we have to know which furnace manual this is for. Is this the citadel furnace manual, or the embassy furnace manual, or the monastery furnace manual? Where is it, and where do they go? Patience, patience, patience. As you have patience, you gather these things together, and you put them all in one place and sort them out and keep them in a folder so that they all say, for the embassy, for the monastery, for the citadel, for wherever it is that we're talking about, for the Hermitage, we have all these things, and for the Shangri-La, we have all these things, and we know what they are. And when we do that, then our patience truly pays off to us, and we feel relaxed. We feel at ease. We feel content. I am patience. It doesn't matter. Maybe it takes a day, a week, a month, a year, maybe even a lifetime to finally accomplish the goals that we would like to have. But with patience, and there's no rush, with patience, it all reveals itself in its perfect divine order. And as it reveals itself in its perfect divine order, it happens so beautifully, so marvelously, so magnificently that we are content and at peace with whatever it is that is going on. And when we know this, and when we say this, when we are this, we are the happiest people we can ever imagine. Be patient today in all in your life, and watch how exciting, rewarding, fulfilling, revealing your life is from that moment forward. And as you have this patience, recognize that others have the patience too. But first it begins with you, and it is fulfilled in your life in every beautiful, wonderful, magnificent way. Because that's what life is all about, isn't it? That's what life is all about. I am patient. I am patience. I am happy as I move into the awareness of the divinity that I am. Now know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Forever and ever and evermore. And so it is.